Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is One Season Wonders, the show where Meredith and I watch a show that only has one season and talk about it because there was at least one season. What'd you say? It's good enough to have
one season. It's so good to have one. It's good enough to have one season, bad enough to never get a second.
I love that. Okay, I'm excited. I really like this episode. This was like the best episode yet, I think.
Literally the best. I am so hyped on it.
I love
so much going on, but I love that it's all related to Fashion Week. This feels so Gossip Girl in New York,
even a little bit of The Hills because they had LA Fashion Week at the time.
True.
And oh, it's great. Okay, so previously on NYC Prep, PC modeled with boys. Kelly found herself a vocal coach. There was an awkward dinner party that got Kelly to hate PC. Sebastian and Taylor are not friends, and PC wants to take Taylor under his wing. Oh, and Jesse interviewed for a job in an ugly blue hat.
Oh my God, the hat.
I can't. Okay, so it is Fashion Week. We have some famous people. There's a lady that looks like Amy Adams, who I don't think is Amy Adams, but a lookalike. So Jesse interviewed for this designer that we saw, and she was the youngest one, and she got the job, and she starts right away at Fashion Week.
Wow, what a dream come true for her.
She's very confident. She's way more confident than I would be. She's also nervous. But there are other interns, so she's not alone.
Yeah, there are a lot of interns. You kind of see them grouped up a little bit here and there. We find out that the interns are very clicky. And in order to get a good job and learn a lot, you have to be liked by somebody. So it's kind of a game people are playing backstage.
Yeah. We meet Sophia, the intern. She's the one giving Jesse the scoop. There wasn't a whole lot for Jesse to do. She was really disappointed. She just had to guard a door. That's like her and Sophia just had to guard this weird ass door.
This is where I think her age plays against her. I don't think she's ready to be aggressive in this field.
Yeah. Also, I almost wanted to be like, Jesse, it's your first day and it's Fashion Week. They probably have already figured it out and they would just like extra hands just in case, you know?
Yeah.
Like just a quick.
And I'm sure this is an unpaid internship.
Yeah, but Jesse wants to start styling models and doing the Lauren Conrad.
hands-on activities. But
yeah,
honey, you're a senior in high school.
Yeah,
not in a mean way, but like know your place. Like you don't have any experience.
They actually decide to leave the door and go watch the show. And we see Kristen Bell at the fashion show. That's fun. Ooh. Hey, Kristen. And Jesse already doesn't like this internship. She wants to learn. There are too many hands. And she's upset. And I was like, Jesse, you should give it like a couple weeks. You know, like hold out.
I think this was a one-time thing, to be honest. I think they probably just had interns for Fashion Week.
Oh, maybe. That's a good thing.
And like it's kind of late to the game if you're applying right before Fashion Week. Like wouldn't you want it? I think all the good hands-on experience would come leading up to Fashion Week because – mm-hmm. You're in prep mode for
you're getting
fashion
ready.
Week.
Yeah. So now we have Taylor sitting on the steps of the library. And here comes Cole. And there's actually a fashion show inside the library. Because at first I was like, is she going to study? But no.
She's
going to a fashion show with PC. Cole's kind of fucking weird. This is where Cole's a public school kid. He's kind of fucking weird. He just does not know how to communicate. Because he's like, okay, so whatever. Cole doesn't really like PC after the dinner party, which is fair. PC was drunk and kind of a douchebag.
Yeah.
PC and Kat show up. PC really likes Taylor. There's something unknown about her. He wants to find out what. Taylor loves PC. He's interesting and different. We see a quick Amanda Bynes. See her, but she walks by. Taylor freaks out. I would have been like, oh my God, it's Amanda fucking Bynes.
No, I'm with PC. You got to play it cool. Like, you got to act cool. So, like, and not care about
if
them.
If I don't do it in front of Amanda, it's fine.
Yeah, but you're in a group full of other people. You have to just do it internally.
I'm not a cool person. I can't play it cool.
You got to play it cool.
Yeah, PC. I think PC sees a lot of famous people, okay? Taylor and I were public school bitches. We don't want to play cool.
Famous people, but still, you just got to play it cool. Act like you've been there. Like, PC and Kat's, like, just wearing their sunglasses, hanging out, acting like they're the famous people.
I can't. So we sit front row. PC's got front row tickets.
Love this. I was shocked.
We really see Paris Hilton.
Oh, my God. This is prime Paris Hilton time, too.
Oh, I know. Okay, so Taylor doesn't understand the sunglasses thing. I get the sunglasses thing. You wear it because photographers are going to be taking your picture, and you'll look better in sunglasses because your eyes don't do weird shit, and they won't get you mid-blink or whatever.
Well, and you don't know where they're looking, too. Yeah. I think that's a big part of it is you can, like, look them up and down, and, like, people aren't, like, watching what you're watching. Like, they can't really judge you.
I straight up was like, I would have worn sunglasses if I was front row. Yeah, 100%. Okay, and then peace. So the conversations between these four people are so different. This is where Cole becomes a fucking weirdo because him and Taylor are talking about the fashion, but Cole's like, ooh, look at that purple hat. It's so big. And like,
and he's like, she's tall.
Green leggings on a watch. And PC is like, him and Kat are like, oh, I'd love to see that on me. That would look great with an umbrella.
Yeah, like, this is so beautiful. Look at that construction. They're commenting on it as if it's art. And Cole is commenting as if he's seeing somebody with blue hair.
But Cole's never been to a fashion show. He's not a fashion guy. And PC's like, I'm talking about the pieces, and Cole and Taylor aren't. And I was like, technically they are talking about the pieces, just different.
I feel bad for Taylor. This is where she's riding the line of public school and wanting to be in the private school world, where she really probably loves this experience. Cole is bringing her down. She probably wants to, like, have these conversations with PC and Kat to learn what they're talking about and try and, like, be more like that. But it's not happening.
So then we get another fashion show. Sebastian invited Kelly. He got some backstage passes.
This is cool.
Sebastian's not really into fashion, but he's into hanging out with Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Now he's free. You know, he doesn't have Taylor holding him down. No, so, like,
he hocked a looking for right a girl. In her face.
Right on their friendship. So he's ready to move on.
Sebastian's going to see if Kelly still likes him. Kelly still hates PC. We don't know if she likes Sebastian, but she hates PC.
But Sebastian does ask, you know, like, he tells what's happening with Taylor, that they're not going to be friends. Kelly is concerned that he was mean to her, but I don't think he was. He explains, I just said, we're not going to be friends.
Yeah.
Then Sebastian asks Kelly, kind of dabbles in, like, what do you think about us? And poor Sebastian.
Kelly's like, I think we're friends.
He was like, yeah.
Zoned.
Poor guy. He's like, how about we hang out? And she was like, hang out, like, and he's like, whatever you want. She's like, hang out friends. As friends.
Friend zone, but Kelly's not a backup. Okay, bitch.
No.
You pick Taylor.
I'm shocked.
Kelly is not a backup. Kelly. Okay. She's fucking famous.
I am shocked that she has enough. Not in me way. This is not to, like, be a backhanded comment. No. I'm just shocked that she turn this down, because I feel like schoolers, it's you feel like you get attention, so it's like she wanted him at the beginning, so he's finally giving her the attention.
I'm proud of her. I'm so proud of her.
I would not have had a backbone like this in high school.
And then Sebastian thinks Kelly is bipolar because sometimes she's nice and sometimes she's angry, and I was like, maybe she's just a human.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. Her feelings change.
So this is where I put together that they're at the same fashion show as PC and Taylor and friends.
No, wait.
PC's at a different one. This is like the next day. With the editor.
Yes.
From the previous
photo shoot. PC's also at the show. So they're like going to sit in their seats. Yes. Sebastian and Kelly are like row 8.
They're fifth row.
They're kind of in the back. But they're not front row.
PC's front. He only sits front row. Fucking damn it. It's the best. Okay. He says front row is the best of the best everywhere. And I disagree because PC has obviously never gone to a movie theater. And had to sit front row because that shit sucks.
But for entertainment or like live entertainment,
yeah,
front row.
100% front row. So yeah, Sebastian does see PC, but he doesn't want to tell Kelly because Kelly just went off about PC.
Yeah.
PC loves the show. Sebastian doesn't feel like anyone would wear this shit, but he gets art, which is where I kind of am with fashion. I'm always like, yeah, no one I know wears that shit, but like, it's cool.
But runways aren't for wearing it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's like ready to wear.
Yeah.
And then there's fashion runway. That's like fashion runway is for the award seasons. You'll see that later.
You're right. Okay, so after the fashion show, PC spots Kelly and Sebastian. So he comes over. Kelly is not happy, but PC has to talk to Kelly. So
This is a good move. This is very big of him.
PC kind of starts to apologize, and Kelly's like, you shouldn't apologize if you don't mean it. And PC's like, well, it's not that I like don't mean it. And he's like trying, and Kelly's just like, there's not a maturity difference between us, and PC disagrees. So now he's like not going to apologize.
Yeah. This is pretty civil there though. I was shocked. And Kelly's a great backbone again. I'm so proud of her today.
Yeah. And PC basically says they're not going to be friends. And Kelly's like, what the fuck? I feel like I'm fighting with a chick. Why would you even say that? That's so fucking dumb.
I agree with her though. He is so petty and like, he fights like a girl, and no diss to girls, but guys don't do this type of stuff.
Especially if it's like with a girl. Like, I feel like anytime I have drama with guys, I'm just like, this is dumb.
What are we doing? You say your comments and then everybody leaves and everybody's over it.
I love the shot of Sebastian just like watching, but not getting involved. Yeah. Because like, this isn't his fight.
But he says Kelly's defending herself well. He's like, I don't need a step and I'm not her boyfriend, but she's also killing it.
PC and Kelly start with, they have a clean slate now. Sebastian thinks PC is so sad and depressed. And Kelly's like, I still hate PC. So the fuck did this solve? Which, whatever. Bye. Okay. So now PC is meeting up with Jesse and Kat for a fashion show.
PC's Jesse, just left, right, center fashion shows.
He's gone fashion. Kelly heard about, or Jesse heard about what happened with Kelly, and PC admits that he got schooled.
Woo, yes, got
him. They have front row again, right? And then we see Paris Hilton again. I think we see Julianne Hough.
Yeah.
Maybe? Well, I don't know. PC goes to say hi to this magazine editor that starts with a D that's not important enough for me. Written down her name.
The one from last episode from the photo shoot. Yeah.
She is now just known as the fashion editor, the magazine editor. He introduces the magazine editor to Jesse and Kat, and Jesse immediately can tell that she's not from New York, which I would say most people in New York are not from New York. So
honestly, like this was a little too judgy.
Yeah, Jesse's not into this.
So uninterested.
She's never heard of this magazine. Is this girl even a real magazine editor? Yeah, She's taking advantage.
And then the magazine editor wants to introduce PC to somebody else, and that's when Jesse really is over it.
Yeah.
Jesse and Kat want to go sit down, so they head to their seats while PC still mingles with the
So what I think is people. There's two seats in front row and one seat in second row right behind, right? Yes. So those were the seats that they had. They're all really close. They're all right there. And they're at the end of the runway. End of the runway.
Or it's like right when the runway starts.
Yeah. No, it's the end. It's like right where they pose.
Where the person comes out.
Oh, is it there? I thought it was where they posed at the end.
No, I think it's right where they start coming out.
We will agree to disagree because neither of us can go back to
it's
look.
On one of the ends.
It's a good one. You see everything.
And you have nobody next to you. So it's, you're the first person in the second row.
Yeah. So, PC comes over and he sees Kat in his front row seat. And he's like, what the fuck, Kat, you're in my seat. And Jesse goes, you should go sit with your new friends, which I was like, oh, that is so rude. But PC got so mad. I will never understand this level of anger. Like I
kind of get it a little bit. Earlier, he talks about how he only sits in the front row. Like this is a kind of a status thing. If you are not in the, if you're in the front row, like it's a big status thing.
He is right there. And he's so mad.
If somebody promised me the front row seat, we don't know the conversations that happened before this.
We don't. Yeah.
But it comes off as if Jesse, he was like the first invited. So he was the one who was going to get the front seat. And then Kat was going to be in the second row. But just because he went and said hi to someone, he got bumped to the second row, which is dumb.
I just think this is like, they knew PC would get mad. So they just don't even fucking care. So they just wanted to like whatever. Plus, because then he sits down in the second row and he calls Jesse a fat cunt. And then he starts causing a scene because he gets back up and he's like, get out of my seat, actually. And Jesse's like, sit down. You're causing a scene. And Kat is so unbothered. She's like, no, I'm not going to get up.
This his so funny. Reaction was embarrassing. I would be his level of pissed, but I would not have this big of a reaction. I would afterwards.
In the middle of the fashion show, he's calling them like fat asses and bitches. And they're like, will you shut up? And I like, can you imagine being the person like next to PC that's just like, this dude's having a temper tantrum and I don't know what to do about it.
And Jesse's comment, like, why do you care so much? You're like, you're a guy. Like you,
PC likes fashion. He likes fashion.
You definitely can't wear any of this.
So we also see Amanda Bynes and the one and only Michelle Trachtenberg, aka Georgina Sparks from Gossip Girl. She was there with Amanda. All right. So PC's mad. Kat's a huge cunt. It's literally still such a good seat. Kat literally doesn't care. They leave and PC accepts Kat's apology that she hasn't given him. And Jesse walks away because she wants to be over it.
I'd be annoyed if I was Jesse. I mean, I would be pissed. I would be just the level of pissed PC was. I would say my comments and then I would sit there and watch the show.
I probably would have been pissed, but I would have just done, I probably would have watched the show and then just left because I would have been kind of upset.
Yeah.
Like
I would have like stormed out of there.
Yeah. I would have made a scene after.
Yes. Because it's embarrassing around every other person. He makes himself look bad. You got to do it after.
Michelle Trachtenberg was judging his ass.
Was side-eyeing them like, yikes.
Okay. So now we're shopping with Kelly and Camille. Camille's in fucking flannel. Which I hate on her. I don't even.
It had like ruffles too. It looks so gross.
The worst flannel. Okay, so Kelly, she has a meeting with a stylist, so she's trying to get like ideas for her image for Kelly. And so, Camille's just being kind of a bitch. She's like, I don't understand why you need an image. Your image is fine. I don't know why you have to change.
Like, so basically, like what you're saying is that your current image isn't enough. And I was like, Camille's she's not a dumbass. An established singer.
She's a dumbass. Every celebrity has an image.
Yes.
She's a fucking idiot. Yeah, no.
That was such an insult when it was not like, needed because, of course, your public image, you don't want to be yourself typically.
I could name any celebrity right now and be like, what kind of image do they do, right? Like Blake Lively's very bright, very dressy, very
whimsical.
Yeah. You got like Demi Lovato is more like rocker, leather jacket. Edgy. Yeah, yep. Badass. Like, same thing, Miley Cyrus. She's like crazy rock and roll, sex, drugs,
like a little hippie. Yeah.
Yeah. Like every celeb has an image, you dumbass.
It's a brand. You're making a brand, basically. Fuck you. When you are in the public eye, you have a brand.
Maybe Camille should put away what she's trying to do as a Taylor Swift kind of image with the flannel and shut the fuck up.
2009 Taylor Swift. Okay, don't dog on flannel too much. This is just a terrible version of flannel.
I already don't like flannel and Camille just fucked it up. I love flannel.
When you're just like in leggings though.
I literally can't. Okay, so Jesse is walking the streets of New York City. We find out she gets a new job with a different designer. She gets to work for this exclusive press event. She's kind of running late, which kind of gives me anxiety, but she had school.
I know. She says she's late. No, she says she's late because she had to change outfits.
Oh, yeah. She had to change her outfit.
Probably out of her school outfit into
this And at the event, they're pissed. They're like, where the fuck's Jesse? She said she'd be here. So she gets there. The designer calls her out and is like, you were late. And Jessie's
she plays
like,
it off so well. She's like, I had high school. I had a French test. Like, they knew I was going to be late. And he was like, oh, really? And she was like, yeah. Like, I told them I couldn't come till. She knows how to handle herself in this situation.
Yeah. So she's basically handing out these black books. This is way different from her other gig because she's like, she's actually working a lot. She tells the PR guy, I love, this is such a kid adult thing. She tells the PR guy, she's like, you have my dream job. And the PR guy's like, you can have it.
Yeah, which you can have it. I don't want it.
You have my job, whatever. Okay. And now we get an Amanda Bynes sighting. We get a Paris Hilton sighting. We get a Kim Kardashian sighting.
Oh, God.
Okay. So now Kelly, she's meeting with this celebrity stylist at a show. She brought her mom and fucking dumbass Camille so they can shop for this image. Camille doesn't fucking understand anything.
I love how they're shopping at Fashion Week.
At a fashion show. Yeah.
The like stylist is trying to get an idea of what Kelly likes so they can, like you said, shop. But this is ridiculous.
Camille's so fucking dumb again. She's like, so what kind of image are you trying to get Kelly to be? Are you saying her image isn't good enough? Because I like her the way she is. And Kelly's like, shut the fuck up, Camille. Shut up.
I don't understand this. Camille's like offended by this, but she clearly knows nothing about like the entertainment industry. Even I feel like I knew this in high school.
Literal idiot. I know. Also, if someone was going to make over my friend, I'd be like, fuck yeah, I'm going to come and support the hell out of you.
This is so fun. New clothes. Let's go shopping. Like, I'm here.
Ugh, the worst. Okay, so now Jesse invited PC to like this. It's not really a show, but they're doing almost like a party to show off the designs. So she invites PC. PC brings his two friends from the modeling shoot, one whose name is Zach with long hair.
It's the photographer and the stylist, from last episode.
Yes. Jesse didn't know they were coming. Okay. This made me mad. Why are we still inviting people?
This is an even bigger deal. This isn't just some high school party. This is like a work thing. This is embarrassing.
This is your job. This is like when you have a holiday party and you invite someone and they invite two other people. That doesn't fucking fly. You can't just invite people to your job and shit.
Especially like work stuff. And if you don't communicate it, like PC never said anything here. Jesse says, guests of guests don't bring guests. Which is true. This reminds me of In the Hills when Lauren worked that party and
Heidi got in and
she got in trouble.
Big problem. Yeah. Okay. So Jesse asked PC, she's like, why the fuck did you bring him? And PC's like, who gives a shit? Your stylist should be so fucking happy that I'm here. And I was like, oh my God. PC actually skipped school today. He mostly skipped school today because he was out the night before with his modeling friends and he didn't go home last night.
He wore what he wore out to school the next day, but I don't 100% understand that exactly. I don't know if they have a rigid dress code. My school did, but the guy's school, they could just wear the khakis and it just had to be a collared shirt. So maybe he can pull that shit off.
I don't know. Jesse kind of feels like there's something off with these new friends, which I get that vibe too. I'm like, you're in high school. You should calm down for like a hot second.
For me, it's not like an off vibe. They just seem very different from him. He's just living a different life. So I think Jesse's a little concerned, which I get that. Like
rightfully so, I think
age gap. This isn't like he's partying with some like college photographer who's like photographer but like a famous photographer who's like 22.
Yeah,
this guy I think they said is like 27.
Yeah. And PC has two papers to do tonight, but his friends are like, oh, you could do them from 4 a.m to 8 a.m which I was like, this is where my anxiety would come in. I'd be like, you should not go out.
I agree. I'd be but Jesse. This is a total, like if I was hanging out with like an 18-year-old, this is what I would say if I was partying to like some high school. I would not be hanging out with a high schooler, but I would totally say this. Like, just do it later. It doesn't fucking matter. Because it doesn't when you're 27.
But it does at the time. And then to make things worse, this stupid-ass editor shows up. She just keeps popping up.
In a full glam, like, green gown, cocktail dress.
Gown. And Jesse is like, oh, someone's got to fucking stop this. And I love that the editor comes over and is like, hi, hi. And like everyone gets up but Jesse. And she's like, hey, I'm not going to stand up for your ass.
Well, Jess, or she says like, hi, I'm whatever her name is. And Jesse's like, we've met before.
Okay.
Like, oh, right.
So Jesse pulls PC aside and she says that she's hurt that he brought people without her knowing. And she doesn't think he should go out. Both of which I think are very valid points, right?
I agree.
A, this is my job. And B, you already missed today.
I'm concerned about you. Yeah, I'm your real friend. I know you. And we're seniors. Yeah. It seems like it's the fall, so you're like fall grades still matter. Spring is when you can fuck around.
It's after, this is spring. Remember, because it's after Christmas and this Hanukkah. Is why,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's letting go now. Okay, see, I think he can let it loose then.
Yeah, but you still can't miss a bunch of school. You're still going to get, you can only have so many absences, at least where I went. You could only have so many before they'd like.
I don't even remember.
Caught you. But whatever.
Before so you PC, were truant.
Yeah. PC goes to his other friends and they're like, why the fuck does she care what you do? Let's just go. And so they do. And Jesse's now left alone at this party where she invited one friend to hang out with because she didn't really know anyone.
Oh, that was so sad. And she's like, wait, what party are we going to? PC's looped in and he's going to the
literally,
parties.
Yeah.
Also, this is fashion week though. I feel like this is the one week you can really fuck around. If this is just for the week, I'm giving him a pass. This is a fun week. It looks like he's really into it.
You give him too many passes. Jesse extended this olive branch to him after the big fight, and he fucked it up. Right after he threw a temper tantrum, now she invites him to her work thing. It's her first day. He brings three other people that Jesse doesn't even like. It'd be a different story if he brought Kat, but he didn't bring Kat. He brought Zach, the other guy, and this fashion editor, and then ditches her ass.
Oh God!
I'd be pissed. Okay, Jesse deserves everything. Okay, so now we're Camille and her mom are going to pamper themselves to help with anxiety, and Camille's sister locks herself out of the apartment.
And they don't.
Oh
care.
Well, nope. Neither did we.
They're like, take a walk, borrow $10 from the doorman. Like, you can go get something to eat.
Oh my God, the worst. Okay, so now dinner, another date with Sebastian and this girl Daniela that he met at a party. He pulled out his French because Daniela doesn't know French. Why? Because she's a public school bitch. Hell yeah.
We also know Sebastian also asks if she's vegetarian and she goes, no. And he's like, great, because I dated this vegan girl and like, that was a lot.
Worse. And then somehow it comes up and this girl knows Cole because this is Cole's girlfriend.
No. Daniela's friend is Cole's ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Cole dated her friend.
Cole dated Denise, who is friends with this girl, Daniela, who's on a date with Sebastian, who used to date Taylor, who's now dating Cole.
Oh my God. I love this shit.
She's the man who was like,
yes.
Okay, so now Sebastian doesn't like that this girl goes to public school, but...
No, he was fine with it until the connection of... Well, he didn't fully know she went to public school.
Well, he's like, I already dated one public school girl and look how that turned out.
He was like, the first girl I dated that was at public school and she was like, so I guess I'm the second. And he was like, you go to public school? He didn't even know at the start of the date.
Oh, she goes, can I touch your hair? And he goes, that's weird, which it is kind of weird. But also, at this time, I feel like all dudes with Justin Bieber hair, I was like, I want to touch it.
Okay, here's the thing. You don't ask. That makes it weird. If you kiss him,
do it,
then
just
touch
it.
Yeah. Well, you don't just do it, but like,
just do it.
You got to find the right time. You don't ask these types of things.
As you're leaving, when he goes in for a hug, just ruffle his hair.
No, like I said, if he kisses you, then just like touch it.
No, just put your hand in there and start fucking pulling it. Hell yeah.
Ew, okay. Stop.
I went to public school. We touched everyone's hair. This girl is not that weird.
You, if I went up to you and I was like, hey, can I touch your hair? That would be weird.
Are you a stranger or am I on a date?
Yeah, they're basically strangers.
Am I on a date with you? On a date.
Sebastian's already turned off because she knows Cole. So like, this is just making it worse.
Everyone's got to calm down. Okay. I went to school with a bunch of Justin Bieber looking asses and they'd always flip their hair and we'd be like, haha, we love your hair. And they don't want to touch it.
You didn't flip the hair.
No, but we'd always like look at the hair, and they'd always be like, "You can touch it," and we'd be like, no. "Okay, I don't think it's that okay, weird."
But they offered, you didn't ask. That's weird to ask. Can you?
God
admit
knows,
that?
I walked up to people's heads and touched them. I can't judge this girl. I cannot because I've
yeah, but she doesn't go to school with this guy. They barely know each other.
I've probably done it. I like can't even judge.
I'm judging hardcore.
I won't judge Daniela. So now, Taylor and her friend are on a walk. Public school kids don't normally go to fashion shows, probably because they can't afford it. And Taylor's, you know, talking about PC. PC's got a reputation. He gets with everyone.
And it doesn't matter who they are.
She's cool if he's bisexual, you know.
Taylor's into it. She's like, I've heard that he might be bisexual, which is cool to me, but I'm not really sure. She's with us. She has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. It's fine. And her friend, I thought her friend was asking a lot of questions about PC. So I was like, is the friend interested?
Yeah, but think she probably heard about that, that dinner. And so hearing she's hanging out with PC again, it's like, oh, this guy's interesting. Let's hear more.
Well, now it's Jessie's first day of work, like real work, not fashion week work. She walks in with this headband that is so Gossip Girl. I can't, and so they're getting ready for a charity fashion show. They're going to go to New Jersey to get some gowns out of the warehouse. Frank, who I believe is the PR guy.
The PR guy, yeah.
He asks if her friends had fun. And she's like.
But like in a tone one, like, did your friends have fun?
Yeah, and she clarifies she only had one friend there. And this is the problem. This was PC's issue. She was allowed, because now she tells us she was allowed one guest, and he brought three extra.
Yeah, especially the three extra. I feel like if he maybe just tailored it to one, because he was like, oh, you're going to be busy. I don't want to be alone. Yeah. Could have gotten away with one.
No, he just walked his ass three extra people. Okay, I also want to mention that it's the PR, the head of PR, the designer, and fucking Jesse going
wild. In a car going to Jersey. Wild.
And so they're just like looking for these dresses. There wasn't much. I mean, like it looked fun. There were a lot of fun dresses.
This is the hands-on experience she wants, though. This is the perfect job for her.
Hooray. So now Jesse and PC meet up. Jesse looks like she just came from work, because she did. She just got back from Jersey. So she tells PC about the issue with him bringing guests. PC doesn't really care at first. He doesn't understand what the problem is. And PC tells Jesse that she's bringing her own personal shit into the job. I think it's the opposite. I think she's trying to keep her personal shit out of the job.
But when she starts tearing up and says that like it was brought up to her from.
Yeah, which it was. Her. From like, Frank.
Yeah. It was. I think she made it a little bit more dramatic than it actually was.
I would. She's getting that apology. Fuck you, PC.
PC, when she starts tearing up and she's like, I could lose my, like, you're jeopardizing my job. I think it clicks to him, for him, that like, oh shit, you're right. Like, this wasn't just like you invited me to a party. Yeah. You invited me to a work party.
I just love that he's like, do you want me to send the designer a note? And I was like,
just show up?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Just leave it. It's fine. We're done.
Just apologize and say you won't do it again.
So next time, Jesse is going to maybe let PC fail. PC is out and about in New York City. We get to maybe find out what happened with Camille and Dan the man.
I'm so excited.
Denise and Taylor meet through Cole. Denise is Cole's ex.
Oh, the ex-girlfriend that's friends with Daniela.
Ex-girlfriend of Daniela, yeah. Okay, this was fun. Meredith, do you want to hear about Jesse or Sebastian?
Let's do Jesse, because we got a lot of like Jesse and action work life.
Okay, so Jesse Leavitt graduated from the Fashion Institute of Technology.
Yay! We found out she wanted to go there last time. That makes me so happy she got in.
She landed a job as a visual merchandiser for a luxury brand in NYC. And in June of 2019, she got married to an investment analyst.
This is wild. Oh, her Instagram's private.
Yeah. Good for her. Yay, Jesse.
That's all right. Wild.
I'm excited. Okay, so I have two quotes, but we kind of said both of them already.
That's okay. But give okay, me one.
I'm going to do this one because we paraphrase this one. So as Taylor said, I'm not sure if it's like cool to be bisexual, but it's like cool that he's bisexual.
Well, exactly. You do you. We support.
I love it. All right. Well, this has been NYC Prep.
I love this. Episode 6. We're almost done.
Almost done. Sad. I'm going to miss it.